From the time that when when it's full grown, you call it a hog. When it's first born, it's just a...
It's big.
Now, how big can it be and still be called a pig? When?
Well, when they can't call it a pig, it gets up to 40, 50 pounds, and they'll call it a shoat.
Mm-hmm.
And for when how? It gets out of the shoat, it's a hog.
Okay, how big, what's the difference between a shoat and a hog? When is it, when would
well,
you...
Well, a shoat's a, is a... You take, I was talking to you a while ago, a pig, you can call them a pig till they get up 30, 40, 50 pounds, mm-hmm. and then on that, they're shoats then till they get up to maybe weigh 100 pounds, and then they're hogs or something like that. That may not be just correct.
Well, no, but if the basis, you base it on weight more than anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, on size.
Yeah, I see. And then a female, a full-grown female is a...
Is a sow.
And then what about an unbred female?
Well, she'd be a gilk.
Okay. And the stiff hair is on a hog's back.
Huh?
The stiff hair is on a hog's back.
On the neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bristles.
Okay. And they did they ever have any wild hogs up here in the
They have had.
Did you call them anything special?
We call them all hogs. They say in the mountains you never get one of them hard. People, I have known a few people catching them, but you'd bring them there, you couldn't do nothing with them. They wouldn't eat. Put them up and they wouldn't eat. They're just wild.
Were these just animals that had gone...
Just hogs had gone wild, you know. Just old sows.
Did they ever have any with the...
Yeah, them old big long tushes, you know, just several inches long.
Now, after you got around to when they cut out the open range and they put up the fences, then where did you raise your hogs?
Well, you'd take the spade or fence, and some people back didn't do that. They had plenty of time. They'd make picket fences, you know. They'd have something pretty close for pigs. And then after page wire came, people would make page wire fences, you know, and put a barbed wire at the bottom to keep them from opening under. It's raining, ain't it?
It's really coming down. Really starts raining in a hurry here. It has no warning at all. It just comes down to the sheet. That's amazing. I've never seen a rain begin so quickly. Wait, I better make sure my windows are rolled up here.
Two shotguns loaded. One sitting again one door and one the other.
Uh-huh.
Well, if burglars will come in on you, if you're fixed for it, you can protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I keep two or three guns. My wife's good with a shotgun. She can't use a pistol much, but she can use a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
I've got two pistols in there that I keep loaded, and I never have had to use them for anything like that.
You don't have much.
You was talking about that Martin Latham.
Yeah.
Marion Latham.
Uh-huh.
He's a fine feller, I guess. His daddy was a Methodist preacher, and this Ray raised a gang of boys, you know, and there's awful poor people. And mom's stepmother cooked out there at the dormitory. And this boy's daddy, if he's an old man and had that big family, he'd walk several miles from out there in the knobs and come out there to that Murphy College to get education enough to preach. And he finally got it. But now, a man that's got a big family, there's a whole lot of them boys, and I don't believe there's any girls. And he used to come here, you know, at meetings and stay for two or three days, or maybe a week at a time when revival was on. And he raised a good set of boys. Some of them's preachers. There's one preacher in the bunch. But this Marion, I know him the best. One's got the motive. Now, I don't know how he ever got that. He must have married into some money or something or another, because he works for the electric people and has all these years. I don't know. He's old enough to retire.
Did he live out toward in where, in the valley here?
No, he was born out this side of Sevierville, over there in what they call the 10th District, over there. Turn off out this side there to Five Oak Farm and turn off out there in the 10th District.